Blog Talk Radio.
I've been looking forward to this one all night.
If he can make the tag, and he does in this time, the ref sees it, and McBride is in the ring, and he's going to work.
Referee has lost total control of this match.
He just caught him! That's it! Pile driver! Covers him! Two count! Three, and it's over!
Bull, are you on the line? Barry Bull. Bull.
Yeah. Whatever.
Barry Bull, wake up.
What?
It's time for the Joe Allen Show.
Is this time to go to work? Wait a minute. What time is it? I oversleep. It's 11:30. Oh, Lord, it's my lunchtime. Oh, man. 11:30 in the afternoon. Wait a minute. Why is it so dark outside? What's going on here?
Bull.
What?
Bull, it's Joe Allen. You are live on the Joe Allen Show. Wake up.
Oh. So it's still nighttime, I see. Oh, yeah. 11:30. Wait a minute. 11:30 at night? We're doing a Joe Allen Show at 11:30 at night? How don't you know that my beauty rest starts at 10 o'clock every night? That's right after Mickey Mouse's Funhouse goes off, you know, and I eat my last hot dog, and right before bedtime and all and everything. And you're waking me
what
up this time of the night. What's going on? Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, I may sound a little drowsy, but, you know, I'm here, I guess. Are you there? I'm here. You there? I'm here.
I'm here, and we are live once again on Blog Talk Radio, the Joe Allen Show. Barry, you and I here once again. This is the show episode number 112, and I have some news that I need to discuss with you, and I thought we'd do it in no better place than right here on the Joe Allen Show. Live.
You're giving me a raise. Is that the news?
I'm going to give you 100%.
If you are.
I'm going to give you 100% raise.
100% raise? That sounds great.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
100% of zero is zero. But, pal, let me get straight to it. I don't know if you heard the news yet or not. But and we've got a couple things to kick off here tonight. First of all, Fastlane is history. It's in the books, and we are on our way to WrestleMania, the greatest professional wrestling extravaganza of all time. But before we get to that, I don't know if you heard this, but when I heard this, it was almost like I was back in 2002 again, when out on the stage comes Vince McMahon on Monday Night Raw, and the very person who nearly put his company out of business is introduced as the general manager of Raw. I'm talking none other than the creator of the Monday Night War, the former WCW head honcho himself, Eric Bischoff, has been announced that he will be inducted into the 2021 class of the Hall of Fame, WWE Hall of Fame, class of 2021, and I, friend, for one, cannot believe it, that Eric Bischoff is being put into the Hall of Fame well ahead of other deserving could-be members, and the audacity of this guy to get emotional when it was announced and told to him. I just want to get your thoughts on it. I don't know if you've seen it or not or know the news, but I wanted to bring it to your attention. And I guess, for one, Barry, I'm not a huge, I'm not even a little, well, I'm not even a smidgen, well, I'm not even a tad of a fan of Eric Bischoff. I don't like the guy. I don't like what he almost, what he did just without any care to some of the wrestlers in the industry back in the day, where he just had all of Ted Turner's money and would just buy contracts and extend contracts and just do whatever he wanted to without any thought of what was happening to some of the people that were in the business. So I lost a ton of respect for Eric, and I can't believe that he's actually being put into the WWE Hall of Fame, and I wanted to get your thoughts.
Well, I don't know why you're so surprised about it.
So go ahead and give me. So go ahead and give me your thoughts.
Well, I don't know why you're so surprised about it. I mean, if you think about it, you want me to give you my thoughts?
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know why you're so surprised about it, but I mean, if you really stop and think about it, you want me to continue?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I really don't know what you're surprised about, because, I mean, if you stop and think about it,
Barry
Bischoff.
Pal, give me your thoughts that Eric Bischoff is going to be inducted on the weekend of WrestleMania into the WWE Hall of Fame. Unbelievable.
Well, that's a great idea. I think I might just give you my opinion on it. I don't know, it really surprises you, but, I mean, if you stop and think about it. What's so funny?
Would you
stop? I'm trying to tell you what my opinion is. Where was it? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know why you're really surprised
thinking
about
it.
I mean, if you stop and think.
I have stopped and I have thought about it. Now, pal, tell me what you think about this horrendous decision.
Well,
and yes, I've already stopped and thought about it.
And I think I will do just that, okay? All right, so here's my opinion of it, okay? I really don't know what you're surprised about. I mean, if you stop and think about it for a second, Eric Bischoff single-handedly helped the WWE get to where they're at today.
Pal, you got to be kidding. That's what you think?
Well, sure. Don't you think that?
It doesn't matter what you think, pal.
Well,
what matters?
Because you asked me 12 times to tell you my opinion. I mean, think about it for a second. Had Eric Bischoff not run WCW in the ground like he did, the WWE wouldn't be where they're at today. See? So that's Vince's way of thanking him for helping to put the WWE on top where they've been for the past how many decades now? See, you need to start thinking like me. You know, that's why I get all the big butts around here. And when I say big butts, I'm talking about, you know, like, you know, big butts, no whammies on the game show. Let's make press your luck. Yeah, that's one. Big butts. No whammies.
It was press your luck.
Oh, you know, oh, you're familiar with it. Well,
press
see,
your
you
luck
know.
Is the game show that you are thinking about currently.
Yeah, well, you're pressing your luck right now, too. Waking me up
right.
At 11:30 for this. So what's the breaking news? You keep saying you got breaking news.
Well, that was the breaking news that Eric Bischoff is going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. Now, I'll admit, providing a little bit of comic perspective there in the beginning, but in all seriousness, I don't know, it just takes me back to those days where this company, this man pulled out all the stops to not only compete with Vince, but to try to put them out of business, doing things so low as to bringing Alundra Blaze onto Nitro as Medusa with the WWF Women's Championship and dropping it in the trash can, stealing the talent that Vince had created and then using that talent against Vince. It was just some of the lowest of the lows, and I could go on and on, but, and this is not a comic relief act. I do not like Eric Bischoff, and I cannot believe he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, dreaming, you're not sleeping. You woke me up, so it must be true. So face reality. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. Maybe this will be the year that Doink the Clown gets inducted too. What do you think? Missing link.
I don't know. Anyway, I guess I'm still stuck in the 90s. I do realize a real-life situation, but I don't know. I know he has his place in history. I know without him we may not have gotten to see the war that we got. I'm just thankful that Vince stepped up to the plate and was able to once again create with guys like Steve Austin, The Rock, and The Undertaker, and DX, and the New Age Outlaws, and on and on and on to battle.
Yes,
if
it wasn't for Eric Bischoff, Vince McMahon wouldn't have had the opportunity to create people like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker and all those other guys that switched over from WCW to WWF or WWE at the time, because mostly of how Eric Bischoff was running the company. So see, it only makes perfect sense to put him in the Hall of Fame. Thank you, Eric Bischoff.
I will never say thank you, Eric Bischoff.
No.
Give me a
break. You just did.
Well, pal.
You just said thank you, Eric Bischoff. That was part of your sentence.
Yeah. That was the breaking news that I was wanting to share and get your off-the-cuff opinion. Apparently you don't have one. So we'll move to the next thing. Earlier today, if you think that's an opinion, that's great, but that really wasn't an opinion. I mean, an opinion is actually someone.
It comes as no surprise to you. That's all I'll say about it.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but it does come as a surprise to me. And maybe I'm stuck back in the 90s, who knows? But I don't like it. And that's the bottom line. But on to a little bit more serious topic. You, in fact, informed me this morning of the passing of Barry O. And before this morning's article that I read, I was not actually aware that the O was Orton. Did you already know that, or was that news to you that this was the uncle of WWE superstar and former world champion Barry O? Randy Orton, and also the younger brother of Cowboy Bob Orton that we watched in the 80s. Did you know that?
So
you know he was an Orton?
So you mean to tell me that you, the wrestling guru genius, did not know that the O and Barry O's name stood for Orton? Oh, really?
That is exactly right. I did not.
Oh,
I was not aware of that.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Oh, my. Oh.
Barry O. The only thing I ever remember of Barry O was that he usually wound up on the losing end of the stick. Kind of like back in the old CWC days where he shared the same nostalgia as Barry Bull, who always wound up down on the mat looking up at the light.
Listen, pal, you had guys like Barry Horowitz and Barry O and even Barry Darso, but I am the one that put Barry on top like Barry should be. But in all seriousness.
Well, all jokes aside.
To hear the thing of Barry O. And, yes, I did know that he was part of the Orton clan. I just never thought about his relationship with Randy, but I knew he was kin to Bob, so it only makes sense.
Well, all jokes aside, the Joe Allen Show and all of us send our condolences out to the Orton family. Obviously, age 62 is young to have him been passed away. I did not see any actual details on what the cause of his passing was, but absolutely, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. It's always a tough pill to swallow when your loved one passes away, and so we just we send our thoughts and prayers to the Ortons and all of those affected by the death of Barry O.
Yeah,
I don't know if you heard this news.
Yep, family.
Yes, thanks, Barry.
Yes,
I don't know if you heard
Barry,
this news, but
dedication to the sport. Go ahead.
No, I was saying thank you, Barry. Thanking you.
No, we're thanking Barry. Right?
I know, but I was thanking you, Barry. Barry Bull, for your condolences offer.
Who's
to Barry.
You, Barry?
Oh, brother.
Who's Barry?
Pal.
Do you know I know a
Andrade. Andrade was released officially today. I don't know if you've been tracking this situation, but Andrade said a release. WWE denied his request for a release. And then either today or earlier this week or earlier the weekend, Andrade did receive an official WWE release out of his contract. So I'm assuming we may see him pop up in other places, particularly possibly AEW, coming up in the near future. Don't know if you have any commentary on that, Barry, since you're about half to sleep.
Isn't there a candy named Andrade? Or is that Andrade?
Candy.
Isn't it like a short peppermint or something?
Well, Andre the Giant had his picture on an ice cream bar back in the 80s.
Yes, and I think he defeated Barry O one time before, did he?
I'm sure it's possible. Now, Barry, we've only got a minute or two left here, and I'm going to let you get back to sleep, but I wanted to run down the results of Fastlane 2021. United States Champion Riddle defeated Mustafa Ali in the kickoff match. The WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, defeated SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks and Bianca Belair. Braun Strowman defeated Elias. Intercontinental Champion Big E defeated Apollo Crews. Seth Rollins defeated Shinsuke Nakamura. Drew McIntyre defeated Sheamus in a no-holds-barred match. Alexa Bliss defeated Randy Orton. The Fiend reemerging in that match. And Universal Champion Roman Reigns defeated Daniel Bryan. There you have it. No title changes. Actually having a match where Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton. Strange to say the least, but obviously we're headed for a WrestleMania match between Orton and The Fiend in Tampa Bay. So anyway, that kind of covers Fastlane. Barry, I don't know if you got anything on your mind in the wrestling world these days or if you're still trying to figure out how to get back to sleep. We're about done here, pal, and I appreciate you sharing episode 112 with me here live on Blog Talk Radio. And at some point, pal, we're going to be able to have this show at an earlier time in the evening. But this premium thing is killing me. I can't get over the cost. And so I'm going to have to figure out how to get some money out of you before we can go live at earlier times in the evening.
Well, I'll tell you what,
so maybe
if you
never.
Give me an advancement on my salary, then I'll let you have some money to help cover the cost of the premium.
Bull, you know what? Some things never change. And you are absolutely one of a kind in the co-host arena. That is for sure.
And you have once again disturbed my beauty rest. You know, I was just fixing to eat a 5-foot-long hot dog in my dream, loaded with ketchup, mustard, sauerkraut, relish, I mean, just full of stuff. And then all of a sudden, I get a call saying I need to be on the Joe Allen show.
Well, pal, when duty calls, duty calls. I mean, we made history tonight. You had no idea what we were going to talk about before we.
I never have any idea of what we're going to be talking about. You always say, we got a show. Call in. Which reminds me.
Pal.
You say we've done 112 of these things already?
Yes.
So you pay me how much an episode?
Well, we'll discuss that at a later date. But we'll talk about an increase. How about that?
Because when I looked at my bank account, I noticed that let's see here. Oh yes, here it is right here. For shows 1 through 111, I didn't get anything.
Well, I told you, we'll talk about an increase. Just hang in there.
An increase?
I've been looking forward to this one all night. Pal. Once
yeah,
again,
I've been looking forward to going to sleep all night.
That was a good one,
Barry. Wait a minute, isn't that the... Don't tell me we're about to do episode 113 already.
Power driver! That's
the
other one. Two count, three, and it's over.
Oh, man. What's you're down for the count,
here?
Barry.
I think even your music knows it. This isn't right.
Ladies and gentlemen, for Barry Bull, I'm Joe Allen, and once again, this has been the Joe Allen Show. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again next time. But for Barry Bull, this is Joe Allen saying so long, everybody.
When you are with me, I'm a
all kinds of cheeses, all kinds of chili and relish, pickles, onions, ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise. Oh, it's so good, mouth watering, 5 foot long.
So long, everyone. This has been Joe Allen and Barry Bull on The Joe Allen Show.